Welcome. Are you guys curious what Bible women and bathrobes is all about? If so, stay tuned. We're going to give you the reasons why we're starting this podcast. I'm going to introduce you to my co-host, and we're going to give you a little small sampling of what we'll be doing on this amazing show. Welcome to Bible Women and Bathrobes, the podcast where faith meets comfort. Join us Tuesday and Thursday mornings as the gals from Women Warriors of Light and their guests don bathrobes and dive into the inspiring stories of women in the Bible and the teachings of Jesus Christ. From Esther's bravery to the Sermon on the Mount, we explore it all with warmth, laughter, sisterhood, and maybe even a few sleepy-eyed moments. Tune in live or at your leisure as we learn lessons from Scripture which empower women today. Welcome to the Bible Women in Bathrobes podcast. I'm one of your hosts, Tamara K. Anderson, and joining me is Bonnie Randall. Say hi, Bonnie.
Hi, everybody.
We're excited to join you today. We are actually wearing our bathrobes right now. We're not recording this at 6 in the morning like we're going to be streaming it live, but that's okay. We don them just because if we're doing a Bible Women in Bathrobes podcast, we have to be wearing bathrobes, right, Bonnie?
Absolutely. And my, you know, trusty turban here.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely. You guys are going to get to see us. If you're watching the video, you're going to get to see us at 6 in the morning, looking our loveliest, probably with our hair in ponytails or in turbans and wearing our bathrobes, because this is about the only time of day us women can fit this in. So let's do some quick introductions. I'm going to introduce you first to Bonnie, and then I'm going to ask Bonnie to share a favorite Bible verse. And then she's going to introduce me and have me do the same. And then we'll give you all the fun details of what this show is all about. So Bonnie Randall is a wife, mother, trainer, speaker, actress, copywriter, heart-centered life coach, and has also been a business and marketing consultant for over 20 years. Her real passion is to help people grow as individuals and teach them how to resolve limiting beliefs. Bonnie enjoys teaching about mental health and abuse and prevention and recovery classes. She runs a trauma recovery support group and YouTube channel called Come Off Conqueror, which helps survivors of abuse find Christ-centered healing. I am pleased to present Bonnie Randall.
Thank you. It's such an honor to be doing this podcast with the legendary Tamara. She is amazing, as I'm sure all of you guys know. Now, my favorite Bible verse was really hard to pick, but I went ahead and chose the one that I quote probably more than any other, and that is Malachi 3, verse 3. And he shall sit as a refiner and purifier of silver, and he shall purify the sons of Levi and daughters, and purge them as gold and silver, that they may offer unto the Lord an offering in righteousness. And it is my all-time favorite, or one of them, because of the imagery of refining silver and how the way the process works. They stick this old, or I shouldn't say old, but the crude rock in the hottest part of the fire. And the silversmith or goldsmith will watch the impurities start to separate. They'll start to bubble up and separate from the pure metal. And they kind of separate and disappear. And eventually the goldsmith knows that it's ready to come out of the fire when he can see his reflection in the metal. And I feel like in my own life, as I'm sure many of you can relate, we are definitely going through the refiner's fire all the time. And my own testimony of the Lord Savior, even Jesus Christ, was built through that refining process and some major fires that I went through in my 20s. And I talk a lot about that on our show, on our other show. And I have found that he is so constant. And he does not leave us in the fire longer than we can stand. And that other scripture comes to mind there's another in the fire, right? You think of Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, and how Christ came and was with them, and he was ministering to them in the fire. And that is us. While we're in that fire, we are being ministered to by both heavenly angels and earthly angels. So I hope that during this podcast and during the different episodes, you will be able to feel that sustaining power of Jesus Christ, and you will know that he is with you in the fire.
Thank you so much. Wow, that's amazing. I love that verse, and I don't think I've ever noticed it for those reasons before. I've thought about the refining processes. I too have been through it, but it's difficult. We learn a few things while we're in that fire, don't we, Bonnie?
Absolutely. And those lessons are our greatest treasure. They're our gift.
Yeah, very, very true. All right. Why don't you introduce me, and I'll share a Bible verse too.
Perfect. I am so excited that I get to introduce Tamara K. Anderson, who is our amazing founder of the Women Warriors of Light. She's also a dynamic speaker, award-winning author, and in the top 5% podcaster. Holy bananas. She is driven by her Christian faith to inspire faith in Jesus Christ. Alongside her husband, Justin, Tamara navigates the joys and challenges of parenting 4 children with autism, ADHD, and mental health hurdles. She is incredible!
Well, thank you. I think we become incredible as we navigate our challenges. In fact, that kind of goes along with my scripture. Many years ago, I was blessed to live in the South for about 12 years. And down there, they have this awesome saying that goes something like this: God doesn't give you more than you can handle. And with my kids on the spectrum, I remember there were so many days when I just thought, oh, yes, he does give you more than you can handle, because I'm not handling life very good right now. But what I came to realize quickly was that he doesn't give us more than we can handle with his help. And so it is by continually relying on Jesus Christ that we're able to handle the challenges that come our way day in and day out, things that are too heavy for us to handle. And so my favorite Bible verse and mantra that I live by day in and day out is found in Philippians chapter 4, verse 13. And it is, I can do all things through Christ, which strengthens me. And I'm living proof of that. I'm living proof that, you know, you can get through one more minute when you feel like you're at the end of your rope. And then there's been times when I haven't made it through one more minute and I've lost my cool and had to repent. And thank goodness Jesus came to help us have that blessing of repentance in our lives, because I've needed it time and time again. So he's strengthened and empowered me at times. And there's been times when I was just too exhausted and worn out. And I wasn't the best mom, but I think every mom goes through that, you know?
I do.
Oh yeah. So, that is my favorite verse that I live by. So let's talk a little bit about this amazing Bible Women and Bathrobes podcast a little bit. This is part of the Women Warriors of Light company. And we are going to be bringing on guests and experts in the Bible who can talk us through both Bible women and the teachings of Jesus. And you'll also have everyday schmoes like Bonnie and I on, and maybe a few other of our advisory board and other guests and influencers who will be coming and joining us on this podcast to talk about some of their favorite Bible verses or Bible women. And so what we're going to do here is at 6 a.m. Mountain Time, which is where I live, we are going to stream live this Bible Women in Bathrobes podcast. Don't worry if you don't get up at 6 a.m. It is okay. We don't expect you to. If you're getting a day to sleep in, enjoy it, ladies. And what we're going to do is on Tuesday mornings, we're going to talk about the teachings of Jesus Christ. And we're only going to talk for about 20 to 30 minutes at the most, just because we know you guys have to get on with your life. And then on Thursdays, we're going to talk about Bible women and the lessons we can learn from them. And so that is what we're going to be doing. We're going to kick it off this next week. We're going to go through the Sermon on the Mount on Tuesdays. And on Thursdays, we're going to start off with Ruth in the Old Testament. No particular order. If we were going in chronological order, we'd start with Eve, but we'll save her for another time. And we're going to have an amazing guest who's an expert in Ruth come and join us this coming Thursday. And she has written a novel about Ruth. Oh my goodness, I can't believe we're so blessed to have her on one of our first episodes of Bible Women in Bathrobes. We're having on the amazing Heather B. Moore. And so she's going to be joining us on Thursday morning, and we're going to talk about Ruth. And we're going to probably take several weeks to cover Ruth. I know it's a shorter story, but there's a lot we can learn from these amazing women that we'll be talking about in the Old Testament and New Testament. So before we go, let me see if I missed anything, who we're bringing, we're talking about, how long. Yep, I think we've covered just about everything. Before we go, I thought Bonnie and I could share with you really quick who our favorite Bible women are. Or one of. I think it's really hard to just pick one because there's so many amazing examples in the scriptures. So, Bonnie, why don't you kick us off? I'm going to put you on the spot again. Favorite Bible woman?
It's really so hard to choose, isn't it? Mm-hmm. I went ahead and chose for this time because I just had to pick one, Esther. And part of that is she's my daughter's favorite. So each of my girls really, really love her. I think we've watched like every version of Esther movies out there, and that seems to be their favorite. And she just is so inspiring. That scripture, let me pull it up here. It's Esther 4, chapter 4, verse 14. At the end, it says, "And who knoweth whether thou art come to the kingdom for such a time as this?" And as you know, that was spoken by Mordecai, her cousin, who took her in when she was just a little girl. And one of the reasons why that scripture really stands out to me, and she stands out to me, is because of what she was going through and how she was in a life or death situation. And she chose to put her God first and her people first, and mm-hmm. to be brave and courageous and go stand before the king, even though she could have been killed. And I feel like for our time, each and every one of us is born at this specific time for a very specific reason. We each have a calling and we have missions to perform that lead us to do those callings, and we are needed. Each and every one of us has gifts and talents and things that only we can do. And that's one of the reasons why I love Women Warriors of Light so much, because that's the whole mission, is to help women come discover who they are and who they're going to be and who they're meant to be and who they've decided to be. And it's so important that we band together to encourage one another to figure out what those callings are and to stand for such a time as this. In this crazy world.
Yeah, that is so true. I know I've felt the increasing pressures of the adversary too. And especially as launching Women Warriors of Light. And I know that we need each other, especially in these winding up scenes before the second coming of Jesus Christ. I know Satan knows that his time is limited. And so it's more important that we love and support each other as women even more. I told Bonnie that my two favorites are Mary, the mother of Jesus, and Esther. So since she covered Esther,
you get to cover one of the most important women, right? Without her, we would all be doomed. So she was great.
I know. Well, and I think one of the reasons I love Mary, the mother of Jesus, is she was pretty courageous too. I mean, it was not good if you were found pregnant outside of wedlock back then too. You know, you were facing kind of life and death situations as well. And I love that after the angel appeared to Mary, she said, and this is in Luke chapter 1, she said, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord, be it unto me according to thy word." And one of the things he told her right before that is, "With God, nothing shall be impossible." And so it is taking that step into the darkness that I think we're required to do as women all the time. You know, we're presented with a challenge that we don't see a way through it. We don't see a way around it. And we're just like, how am I supposed to do this? You know, or how am I supposed to help a loved one go through this challenge? Sometimes it's not even us that's the challenge is affecting. It's how do I help my child with this, or a spouse or a sister or a friend? And they're heavy, heavy burdens. And so I love that what the angel said, "With God, nothing is impossible." And then following it up with, "Behold the handmaid of the Lord," that ability to submit, even though it's scary. And trusting that God is going to open a way for us to get through this. And he did. It didn't mean that Mary's path was easy. It sure wasn't. But she had faith and watched miracles unfold in her life because of it. So anyway, that is one of the reasons I love Mary. And there's many more. And I'm sure when we cover Mary in further along in this podcast, that we will find all the more reasons that we can love and admire her for who she was and the choices she made. And there you go. All right. Any other thoughts or questions, Bonnie?
Actually, I had an idea.
Yeah.
Can you put a link to Heather B. Moore's book early? So that anyone who wants to maybe check out the story of Ruth from her perspective,
yeah, we
can kind of get a jump start on it and be ready for that discussion. I think it'd be really cool if everybody took some time and read through that story and had some thoughts. I think it kind of reminds me of like Sunday school a little bit, right? If we prepare ahead of time, right, we get even more out of the lesson than if we just sit. So just a thought that if you want to join us on the Bible story, pre-read the story of Ruth, check out her book. And then also the first, I think, did you say first 5 verses of the Sermon on the Mount, right?
Yeah. And I was just going to, I'm turning the pages of my Bible right here, right now. So we're going to start in Matthew chapter 5, and we're probably only going to cover the first 5 verses. So maybe verses 2 through 6, that first. So coming up on Tuesday, we'll cover Matthew chapter 5, verses 2 through 6. We'll see how far we get in 20 minutes. I don't know. We might be slow. We might be fast.
Well, in preparing, I've already been reading it, right? And just in one verse alone, my husband and I had like a full-blown 30-minute conversation about the difference between meekness and humble. And like, anyway, we were picking it apart, and I found these really great episodes by a couple of pastors who were breaking down the Hebrew meaning of these words. And it got me so excited. I told him, I turned and I just said, you know what? This is going to really up my game for understanding the scriptures, because he is the scriptorian of the two of us. He can quote the scriptures backwards and forwards. He knows what things mean. He's like a walking encyclopedia dictionary guy. Like, he's amazing. You'd think he went to seminary. He's just really good. And then there's me, who's like, so there's this person in the Bible who said this one time, and I don't really know what they said, but the gist of it was this. Like, that's usually how I quote the Bible. So I'm really excited to stretch myself and to learn more and to get way more familiar with these verses more intimately, and already, just in the studying I've done, I've already had really great spiritual experiences and things have stuck out to me. And I'm like, wow, I didn't know this and I needed to know this. So anyway, I'm really excited, even though I have to wake up at the crack of dawn. Ooh, so you're definitely not going to see me with any makeup on for any of these episodes, and that's okay.
You might see me with smeared makeup on because sometimes I don't take it off on the night before. So, you know, that's okay. So basically, whether you're an avid scriptorian or a novice, it is okay. You can join us. We will have the wide spectrum here on our Bible Women's and Bathrobes podcast. We're excited to have you join us. Share it with your friends. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook and YouTube. Subscribe to us on YouTube, Women Warriors of Light. And then you will be able to pull us up and watch it live streaming. Lucky you if you're on the East Coast, because at that point it'll be running at 8 a.m. West Coast, 5 a.m. I don't know how many we'll actually have in California that are joining us live, but that's okay.
They'll be joining us from their cars because they have to get up so early to drive into work. I mean, it's the worst traffic ever. Sorry, Kathleen.
Or you can just play the podcast whenever. So anyway, welcome to Bible Women in Bathrobes. We are excited to have you, and we will see you next week as we launch. Thanks, ladies.
Bye, guys.
Thanks for tuning in to Bible Women in Bathrobes, hosted by Women Warriors of Light. We've loved exploring the stories of remarkable women or the teachings of the Savior today with you. If today's episode brought someone special to mind, be sure to spread the word. And don't forget to hit that subscribe button so you never miss a moment of inspiration and sisterhood. Just a friendly reminder, all opinions we share are entirely personal, as we are trying to decipher and apply Bible teachings just like you are. Until next time, stay faithful, and may your journey be blessed and illuminated by God's love.